Shelton was born in New York City, but she and her family moved back to Atlanta when she was a baby. Upon moving back, the Youngs quickly took up arms in the civil rights movement, and Shelton's father, Andrew, was part of the group of chosen individuals in Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s inner circle. In her book, Shelton recalls the militant moments of her childhood. When her family was refused service in a restaurant, she staged what she calls her first protest and kicked and screamed in hunger. Evenings were spent serving home-cooked meals and strategizing with fellow activists and organizers on what the next plan in the movement would be. It was nothing for Shelton to wake up in the mornings and see new faces in her living room.
I do not remember our house being empty. There was always just this very warm sense of community around me, and even if there were people that I didn't know well, I always felt very comfortable and welcomed.
Later on, she recalls sitting around the television with her family as they witnessed the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. In writing her book, Shelton felt it was important to both humanize Martin Luther King Jr. and state that the movement didn't just revolve around his actions.
He's not just a 60-foot statue on the mall or the name of the boulevard in the black part of town, but that he was a real person, a really caring individual. You know, we have hundreds of books written about Dr. King, but he could not have done anything without the help of the thousands of people who helped to organize the march, who participated in the march, who sacrificed, you know, getting on the buses and the freedom rides, and, you know, who really put themselves out there and risked a lot to have their voices heard.
Shelton's book strives to communicate to both children and adults about the continued importance of the civil rights movement and the contributions that some might take for granted.
I really do want children to understand how we got to where we are, that it just didn't happen. And I think that will hopefully make them appreciate and value some of those accomplishments a little more, and that they won't take so lightly the right to vote. You have to exercise that right if you want to continue for things to change and evolve and to get better for everyone.
She says that she and the book get a lot of attention during Black History Month in February, but that it is her hope to carry on the dialogue about the work of African Americans well beyond the end of the month.
It will be a wonderful day when Black history is woven into the history of America, because the civil rights movement is a critical part of American history, period. And when we can just teach history and just teach about all of the folks that made America great at the same time, without separate, distinct groupings, but just let's teach American history and let's include everyone that was there at the time and their contributions.
Shelton's book was published in 2010. She is now a school teacher in Washington, D.C. Erin Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.